a new documentary about the excessive use of force by police. It's called Peace Officer, and the man at the center of the movie is a former sheriff. He's become an advocate for the families of people shot by police. NPR's Martin Costi went to Utah to meet him.
In the movie, William Dub Lawrence comes off as a somber figure. He's shown reconstructing the death of his suicidal son-in-law, who was shot in a standoff with a SWAT team in 2008.
He was incapacitated. He was already down. He was not capable of firing or injuring or hurting anybody at the moment the fatal shot was fired.
But when you meet Dub Lawrence in person, you're struck by what a grinner he is. As in big, toothy, Jimmy Carter-level grins.
That's my best weapon. If I smile, they will usually not punch me in the face.
Lawrence is also like Jimmy Carter in that he was a one-termer. He served one term, 1975 to 79, as the sheriff of Davis County, just north of Salt Lake City. His election was a post-Watergate fluke, and after he lost his re-election bid, he moved on to other kinds of work. Satellite TV, teaching school, repairing water pumps. He hasn't worn a badge in decades, and yet you get the sense that he never really left police work behind.
I have a bone in my truck that may be a human bone.
In his spare time, he searches a nearby canyon for the victims of Ted Bundy, the serial killer who came through Davis County when Lawrence was sheriff. Some of Bundy's presumed victims were never found.
I've never given up. That happened on my watch.
He's found a few bones, though so far they've always turned out to be from animals. But he keeps looking.
The last one that I found, I took it into a doctor, and he said he thinks it's an animal, but it could be, it could be, it could be.
If that sounds like the actions of an obsessive, Lawrence wouldn't argue with you. He admits to obsessing over dozens of old cases. In his office, there's a whole wall covered with papers bearing the case's names. And down here in the hangar space, he's been obsessing lately over a silver Subaru and the holes left behind by policemen's bullets.
Let's see, that's the first bullet. This is the second bullet. This is the third. There was one that fired at the wheel.
It's the car a 21-year-old woman named Danielle Willard was driving when she was shot dead by plainclothes police in 2012. It was a drug bust gone bad, and the Salt Lake District Attorney tried to prosecute one of the officers, but the case was dismissed for lack of evidence. But Dub Lawrence thought he could find evidence that the prosecutors missed. He got the dead woman's family to let him take the car, and he's reconstructed the shooting.
So that bullet was fired at the wheel. This one was fired at her head. So they go one, two, three, four.
Sitting there in his hangar, the car is a grim time capsule of the day Willard died. There's still a box of hardening donuts in the back seat. The passenger seat is stained with her blood and sprinkled with glass. To Lawrence, this car represents what he sees as the impunity of police who are too quick to pull the trigger.
An officer can commit a crime that's exactly the same thing that I commit. I get life in prison, and the officer gets a paid vacation for 6 months and goes back to work. I mean, that's absurd.
Still, you have to wonder what the point is of all this work. After all, Willard's family did get a settlement, and new criminal charges against the police seem unlikely. The prosecutors didn't even know that Lawrence had the Subaru. But he shakes all this off. He says he has a bigger goal.
Transparency.
He's hoping to change the system, to make it harder for police to cover up future mistakes and easier for prosecutors to charge them.
Citizens in officer-involved shootings quite often are not receiving any kind of justice. And that's
but why is
that's
this your job?
It isn't. It isn't.
It isn't his job. And frankly, it's hard to see how his obsessive reconstructions have made any real difference in any of these cases. And yet, this former sheriff turned pump repairman has become a kind of symbol for the families of people killed by police in Utah. And he keeps pushing. He says he wants to set up Danielle Willard's Subaru in the rotunda of the Utah State Capitol. He wants his stretched out red threads to show people the paths of each policeman's bullet. That is not about to happen. But Dub Lawrence is so intense about the possibility, and his grin is so insistent, that you're almost willing to believe that he could pull it off. Martin Costi, NPR News, Davis County, Utah.